When Joe Biden campaigned in Claremont last week, he was quick to claim affinity with the former mill city that voted Democratic for decades before it backed Donald Trump in 2016.
I could be, with the history of Claremont, I could be in Scranton, or I could be in Claremont, Delaware, where I grew up. We used to have viable industries.
The former vice president was also quick to urge the crowd to boil down their assessment of the Democrats running for president to a single question. Which is most likely to help the party win back not just the Oval Office, but also control of the United States Senate?
We have to be able to win. We have to be able to win in North Carolina. We have to be able to win in Georgia Senate seats, in Arizona, not just my home state of Pennsylvania and others. We'll win those. But the question you got to ask yourself is, who can best help?
In New Hampshire, Biden is getting help from a Democrat whose politics were driven by a desire to appeal to the broad middle of the electorate.
Well, I obviously, having been governor for four terms, know a lot of people in New Hampshire and have worked with people all over the state.
Since stepping down as governor in 2013, John Lynch has mostly avoided electoral politics, but for the next week, he'll be touring New Hampshire in full campaign mode for Biden. Lynch hit Concord's Windmill Restaurant on his behalf yesterday and pushed Biden with the same sorts of arguments he used in his own campaigns more than a decade ago. The lunch crowd audience included mostly older voters, like Concord retiree Dan Day.
But the only one that can beat Trump, is, to me, is going to be Joe Biden.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think he can bring and develop a coalition of Democrats and independents and Republicans who are very upset with this administration.
So far, so good.
But it bothers me when I see him on TV getting rattled.
Who get rattled?
Joe. He tends to think faster than he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I understand that, but at the same time, there are a lot of people that don't.
I also think you're only as good as the team that you assemble. And I think he will put together a good team.
The idea that governing is a team endeavor is a recurring argument from Biden backers, but winning campaigns often depend on having a candidate who can connect or inspire. It's not always clear that Biden is succeeding on those counts. When he spoke in Claremont, Biden read his speech and made only intermittent eye contact with the crowd. He also took no questions. To Claremont School Board Chairman Frank Sprague, it fell short of inspirational.
I thought it was just some boilerplate.
Even so, Sprague says Biden may yet get his vote, and there's no doubt Biden will get the vote of retired social worker Ann Beatty.
It's what he believes in his heart.
The 74-year-old left the Claremont speech with a Biden yarn sign in hand, fully convinced he's the only choice for Democrats committed to winning in November.
Well, look at his record. I can't imagine one of the other candidates, because not only is it what I believe, but who I believe can best represent the party.
What the Democratic Party is these days is up for debate. Biden's candidacy is essentially a bet that Democrat success in the age of Donald Trump depends on reaching towards the center of the electorate. And if that's the case, then deploying someone like John Lynch makes some sense. Josh Rogers, NHPR News.